Good morning, and we welcome to the Daily Pod for the first time, Liz Baumgartner. She is the Ripley County Clerk. Good morning to you, Liz.
Good morning.
And, of course, the May primary coming up on the 7th, and a new thing that's going on in Ripley County this year is vote centers. And, Liz, can you explain the process that led to the adoption of vote centers in Ripley County?
Sure. So we started looking into the process early last year. I went to both the commissioners and council, and everyone agreed that it was something that we needed to look into. The next step was I formed a committee made up of both party chairs, voters, poll workers, elected officials, and we started having meetings going over the process, looking at what it would look like to switch over to vote centers. One of the requirements for having vote centers was you had to have one vote center for every 10,000 registered voters, and everyone agreed at every meeting that we would, it would be more beneficial to the voters if we had more than just two vote centers throughout the county. Then the next step was that we put out a public survey to kind of get the feel of how the public felt about this concept. I put it in the newspaper, social media. I took it to all, like the town halls where people would go in and pay their water bills. And from what we got back, I'm going to say about 90% of the feedback was positive. So from there, we started planning. We had to draft up a plan to send to the Indiana Election Division, just kind of figuring out exactly where the polling locations were going to be, how many poll workers we would need at each location. So we got our plan drafted up, and then once it was finalized, we had a public election board meeting and voted on this, and it was voted unanimously by all three members of the board to move on with this concept. And then we just filed it with the Indiana Election Division at the very end of last year. Those were just the steps that we had to go through to kind of get it going and get it approved.
And then that what I find remarkable is the fact that they had such overwhelming support. Getting 90% of folks to agree on anything is pretty much almost unheard of in this day and age. But the fact that you had that overwhelming response to the plan was that's rather remarkable.
Yeah, we did. We had a lot of positive feedback. I mean, with the surveys that we did get back with just word of mouth, everybody that was in the committee, word of mouth talking to people, seeing how they felt about it. It was pretty positive. I mean, I'm not saying there was no negative, but mostly positive.
And of course, a lot of the, I think just about all the counties in southeastern Indiana are now under the vote center plan. But for those who may not be familiar with it, what would you say would be the benefit of vote centers, not only for the people casting ballots, but does it help you and your staff and as the overall process? Would you say a win-win for everybody?
Yes, definitely. There's many benefits, but first and foremost, this model gives the voters the flexibility to cast their vote where it's convenient for them. Anybody who's registered to vote in Ripley County can go to any one of the 9 locations that we have designated on election day. The voters are no longer tied to a specific precinct. I don't know, working in the election room, you have no idea how many phone calls came in, on that day, especially at the very last minute, people showing up at the wrong precinct because maybe they moved and they didn't change their address with us. So they were, maybe didn't have time to get to the precinct or just didn't feel like dealing with it. So a lot of people were left out and didn't get to vote. The cost savings to the county, is great. We're not going to have as many poll workers. I think since 2020, getting people to work the polls has been, pretty hard. We've had to call people and beg them to work the polls. And as far as for like the election board, the support on election day is probably going to be better because there's, less locations. The board can get to those locations quicker to help with any issues they might have. And plus them delivering the equipment the day before and then picking it back up the day after, that cuts back on, you know, some of the time they're spent driving around the county.
And we're talking with Liz Baumgartner, the Ripley County Clerk. And Liz, you mentioned 9 locations around the county that folks can go to on Election Day. Again, the polls will be open on May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. But can you outline some of those, if not all those locations, where the vote centers will be located around the county?
Okay, I'm just going to go down the list here. Elrod Baptist, Washington Life Center, in Elrod, the Holton Fire Department on Highway 50 in Holton, the Knights of Columbus in Batesville, the Milan VFW, the Osgood Town Hall, St. Paul Lutheran Church in Olean, Shelby Christian Church out in Rexville, the Sunman American Legion, and here in Versailles, the Titan Activity Center.
Okay, so again, folks can go to one of those places on Election Day. And as Liz said, you're not tied to a particular precinct and go and vote and then wait for the results to come in. So with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out and we'll continue our conversation with Ripley County Clerk Liz Baumgartner right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To-Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To-Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To-Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Liz Baumgartner. She is the Ripley County Clerk. And regarding the May 7th primary election, Liz, what do you feel are some of the top local races that Ripley County residents should keep an eye on?
Well, the council race, there's 3 at-large seats up, and we have 9 candidates running for those 3 seats. Both District 2 and District 3 commissioner seats are both contested. Those are 2 of the main ones that I can think of.
All right. And then since the filing deadline, have you had any candidates withdraw from the countywide ballot?
We just had a couple people withdraw their name from the delegate, the party race. They just due to some conflicts, they weren't able to make it to the convention.
Okay. So those are those ones that are, I guess you can consider down ballot. For example, as you mentioned, convention delegates and things of that nature.
They won't even be on the ballot because there was 12 seats available and there's 12 people that signed up.
All right. And then going into the May 7th election, what are some important dates for voters to keep in mind?
People actually can start requesting applications for absentee ballots now. You can call our office to request those, or you could go to indianavoters.in.gov. The last day to register to vote is April 8th. Again, you can register in our office or at indianavoters.in.gov. Early voting starts on April 9th in the election room here at the Ripley County Annex, and it's from 8 to 4, Monday through Friday. You can also vote on Saturday, April 27th at the American Sunman Legion or here in the clerk's office from 9 to 4. And Saturday, May 4th at the Shelby Christian Church or in the election office here in the annex from 9 to 4.
All right. And then, of course, you can always find information on the Ripley County government website. And, of course, anything else, Liz Baumgartner, that we may have missed?
Just the election board and I just want to ask that voters keep an open mind to this change. And if anybody's interested in working the polls on Election Day, give our office a call. And just want to say for everybody to get out and vote because this election is really important.
All right. So, again, and your office number is 689-4783. Again, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4. And so, again, you can check it out on the Ripley County government website. All right. Well, very good. Well, Liz Baumgartner, Ripley County Clerk, we appreciate your time this morning. Stay well and all the best to you and your staff as you head toward the May 7th primary.
Thank you.